The recession ended a year and a half ago, but its effects linger. The Census Bureau reports that in 2002, median income in the United States fell for the second year in a row, and the number of Americans living in poverty rose by 1.7 million. With payroll shrinking and the economy still shaky, these numbers were anticipated, but the group expected to take the biggest hit during the current downturn did not, NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
Back in the 1990s, when Congress was debating welfare reform, one question that kept policy analysts awake at night was this: what would happen in a recession? Would mothers on welfare be pushed into the labor force and then lose everything when the economy tanked?
I anticipated that probably they would be the first ones out the door looking for a job.
But labor economist Gary Bertless of the Brookings Institution says that's not what happened. Bertless and his colleague Ron Haskins joined analysts from other Washington think tanks to take stock of the latest census data.
Now we've had the first recession after 1995-96, and it appears that the impacts on female-headed families, the employment of female-headed families, the income of female-headed families, and the poverty rates among female-headed families are quite modest, especially compared to previous recessions.
And while the number of children living in poverty edged up in 2002, the increase was small compared with previous recessions, according to Robert Rector of the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
Historically, what you expect in a recession is to see poverty go up and to see child poverty go up the most.
This time, the reverse is true. Rector credits welfare reform. He says working is the best way to escape poverty.
I think that welfare reform has been successful in buffering children from the effects of recession, that it in fact has created a superior safety net.
But economist Robert Greenstein of the Liberal Center on Budget and Policy Priorities argued that there are other explanations for what's happened. He says as the economy boomed in the second half of the 1990s, wages paid to low-income workers soared, and they stayed up even during the recession. That helped poor people who had jobs weather the hard times. Government programs helped, too. Greenstein credits an expanded earned income tax credit program.
And the huge increase in child care funding and the changes in Medicaid eligibility so that your kids don't lose Medicaid when you go to work. All of those in combination have led to a big increase, as we all know, in the proportion of single female parents who go to work, which is certainly a positive thing.
But Greenstein warns that these benefits are likely to shrink as the federal deficit balloons and as states tighten their belts.
We do already see, I think, the majority of states cutting child care or other work-related services that have helped result in the success of more people going to work.
Unemployment and long-term unemployment have both climbed since 2002, leading Greenstein to predict that poverty could worsen and per capita income could drop again this year. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.